Women just want you for your Howard Stern ass and big bag of money. Come off of it, man.
Yeah, man.
Come off the money.
I got that Howard Stern ass. Behind the mic, sitting down.
Death news.
Grim Reaper rules all.
Probably best known for his role in Machete and The Minions Rise of Gru as a cameo voice actor.
God.
Danny Trejo.
No! That just happened? That rocks my world.
The report is he's not dead.
Oh, thank God. Oh, it was such a misdirect there.
Did your stomach sink a little bit?
A little bit, but I was like, damn, he is pretty old. I mean, I first saw him in From Dusk Till Dawn, and that was like longer than I care to imagine ago. And if Danny's actually listening, thank God you're still alive, man. We want Machete 3.
Let me jump to some more death.
The Grim Reaper claims another. Well, he didn't really claim Danny Trejo.
At least 14 killed after a billboard collapses in Mumbai during a thunderstorm. Dozens were injured. And when they say dozens,
it makes me think 12s upon 12s.
76 went to the hospital, and about 30 have made it out so far, so there's some serious injuries.
Yeah, it seems like they were tightly compressed wherever that billboard fell.
I saw the video. There's actually a video.
It's like a giant fly swatter. Swat! Hit the ground. Seriously.
It's 1,000 ways to die for sure.
What's on the billboard? I feel like if we didn't recognize it, it adds insult to injury that we didn't pay attention to the marketing that went into this tragedy.
Hold on. I'm going to have to Google it.
Google it. Google it. Mini Max.
Mini Max. That's all I see. And at the bottom it says Pacific
Digital.
Yeah.
Google Mini Max. A 15-inch heater?
That can't be it.
Uh-oh. I saved you a little editing time there.
Even though I put Pacific Digital in, it ignored that because I'm actually getting a lot of different types of products.
Okay.
Mini Max is whatever you want it to be in your heart. Change starts with a whisper. You're small but mighty. And that's what Mini Max means to me.
You think it would have killed less people with Mini in the name?
If it was Mega Max.
Yeah, oh God, that'd probably be double.
And that's death news.
Hey, the Grim Reaper strikes again.
Zayn Malik got kicked off Tinder. He was thought to be impersonating himself.
That's definitely an imposter. I'd spot that a mile away. You can tell by the wart on his nose.
Nice. Travel baseball? I've traveled for the last 12 weeks in a row, and my kid's given minimal effort.
Son, if I catch you counting the clovers out there in left field,
we're done.
You understand me?
So you don't think you'd take your kid on a travel baseball tour?
I didn't even know that was a thing. When it comes to kids, whatever their interests are, if you got money to throw at it, more power to you. But travel baseball, man, your kid really better have the interest. This can't be one of these things where he'd rather play video games than play baseball.
Facebook and Instagram are probed over fears they may be too addictive for children.
No shit.
The European Union is worried.
Oh, good thing it's happening in London, not in America. I was a little worried there. Jesus, talk about hitting close to home. Woo! Dodged a bullet there, guys.
Facebook and Instagram may have online interfaces that exploit the weaknesses and inexperience of minors and cause addictive behavior. That was in an official statement.
Yeah, it's the reason why they don't let kids gamble in casinos. It's the same kind of stimuli.
Video game kids go crazy now. I mean, it's worse than a gambling addict, and I know plenty of gambling addicts.
Let's say you got a tablet with the parental controls.
The kid's waiting for his time to hit that you're going to add. He's losing his absolute shit. And a gambler that may be waiting for like a Bitcoin deposit to hit the online casino, he's a little chomping at the bit.
I was about to say.
He's not tweaking, though. Well, and these kids are tweaking. Leonardo DiCaprio, 49, has been spotted with his 19-year-old girlfriend in the Caribbean.
If they get any younger, he's going to be dating sperm.
He broke up with his old girlfriend because she turned 25 years old.
Oh, man. You got to check the expiration date. It's like milk, you know? You take one whiff.
Uh-oh.
They know what they're getting into. They're using him just as much as he's using them.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mutual benefit.
I love how the headlines are made to kind of him now look like the creepy old man.
I mean, this girl, her name would not be going through the media if not for him, and her name almost made the Robin Todd show, but we're going to leave it at 19-year-old girlfriend. Back to this billboard. That thing's pretty juicy. Here's a side shot of it.
Oh, wow.
It actually was sturdy, but the base, the foundation was shit.
Man.
The billboard itself was solid as a rock. That's why it crushed everybody. The foundation was just bad. That's who they need to be suing. Not necessarily the ad agency, but whoever installed those bolts that were holding it down and stuff. That's where it failed.
Robin Todd also does legal representation for anybody who feels that they've been blamed for any billboard tragedy in error. Attorneys at law against billboard fraudulent claims.
I'm going to stick it straight to Joe Rogan right now. You know how every episode he tries to figure out how the pyramids were built? And one of his biggest holdups is how did they get the rocks to where they're at?
Slavery.
Scientists have mapped a long-lost arm of the Nile that flowed past 31 pyramids.
Mere coincidence.
It's a topography expert.
It better be if he's telling me where the Nile flowed. I don't talk to anybody unless they're a topography expert. That's just, you know, my little seal of approval. I don't know about yours.
So they got the rocks from the getting place, put them on a raft, and floated them to where the pyramids are. And Joe Rogan doesn't even know that yet until our show publishes.
Mm.
Shots fired, Joe.
Ah. Have us on anytime, though. Thanks.
Hello there.
Honestly, I never was that fascinated with the pyramids. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's kind of cool, but...
That's more like a relic. It's not really going to change your life to study the pyramids.
Can I be honest with you? Like, no one ever really studies American slavery the way people study, in essence, Egyptian slavery. What I'm saying? It's like revered in a different light. But it's the same thing. You want to know who built the pyramids? Slaves. You want to know who got the rocks there? Slaves. You want to know how they did it? Who gives a fuck?
I went in the gas station the other day. I started to walk towards the checkout counter, and there's an Indian guy in there. Probably owns the station or whatever. He cranks the music to like 10, and it's that Indian rap mixed with what sounded like K-pop. Like a mashup or something.
Hmm. Must be new Garth Brooks.
And I thought that might be life-changing. In the moment, it felt like it might be. I couldn't tell what was going on.
Definitely new Garth Brooks. No one wants the new stuff, Garth. No one.
Obvious floating of the rocks down the river.
And slavery. Can we give a shout out to all the slaves that made Egypt to the modern tourist attraction it is today? Thank you.
Date set for closure of the Mirage
yeah.
in Las Vegas to build something new.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 700-foot guitar tower.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you see the balconies on the side? I want to stay in a balcony room.
I want to stay in the pick that you pick the guitar with.
Yeah. No, that's cool, too. Be cooler if it moved and actually strung. I don't know if you'd like that while you slept.
Vegas already has a Hard Rock Casino, but this is going to take its place.
So I wonder what the old Hard Rock's going to be. Maybe that can be a mirage. They can just switch.
Probably a Bucky's.
I wouldn't be surprised if they tear it down and put up a giant-ass sturdy billboard right there over the strip.
You don't have to bolt it down.
Hey, you can bolt it into Vegas. You know why?
Mm-mm.
Vegas strong.
Oh, my God.
We'll break.
Ukraine news. Zelensky sacks his bodyguard chief because within the ranks, there was supposedly a coup going on.
Holy shit.
Foiled plans to assassinate Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials, including the head of the SBU. What is the SBU?
I think that's the new CBS drama, Thursday Nights. I seriously have no idea, though.
You know, on Spaceballs where they're out in the desert and they got a lot of big stuff.
Yeah.
One of the things I think might actually be in outer space, the big vacuum cleaner.
The giant maid with a vacuum cleaner.
Is that their Death Star in that movie?
Kinda. That sucks up the planet or whatever.
Well, they're building one in Iceland. They've actually already built it, correction. They've already built it.
All right, plans have now been accomplished.
It filters carbon out of the air. Yeah. It's the biggest vacuum ever in the world.
Dyson.
Assumedly, the universe. It filters carbon and then it shoves it deep in the ground somehow. And those deposits can be used to make solid things.
I guess like a diamond? Carbon under pressure?
Maybe that? They said hard. It makes hard stuff.
Diamond's pretty hard.
I think so far they've done some cereal box toys for countries that still use those.
Random Lego pieces that you find at night with your feet. Jacks for those over 50.
You know, I truly despise those Chuck Norris jokes.
Some of them still get me, but yeah, the shtick's kind of gotten old.
It's old. Give me someone else that I can use in place of Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris, a man's man, a burly man, a man with a beard that's shaved thin for some
reason.
Let's
just go with Nuck Chores.
His long-lost step-cousin.
His girlfriend got mad at him mid-sexual encounter, giving him head.
Yeah.
Bit down on him. Chipped a tooth. Something hard was going on in the air.
That could be where we're pumping the carbon.
Stamy Flowens suggests you win the small bets at blackjack and you lose the big ones. With pretty strong consistency, that's what happens. What do you think about that?
From what I've learned off of blackjack personally, high bets, low bets, in between bets, all about the same for me. It's a random mix. Stamy Flowens, such a blackjack.
He's playing online right now, losing his ass. Ladies and gentlemen, Stamy Flowens.
Such a blackjack. He probably shouldn't have betted his ass then. Don't put on the table what you can't afford to lose.
He can go get one of those carbon prosthetics from that vacuum cleaner place.
It'd be hard as a rock. Seriously, I have a Howard Stern ass. Is that attractive? Well, I've seen his ass. I can relate physically to his ass.
It's interesting that you bring that up.
Okay.
Could Howard Stern get a 19-year-old girlfriend?
Well...
Yes.
And by the way, if anyone's wondering how or why I've seen Howard Stern's ass... It's for the character Fart Man. Google it. Preferably not on images.
It's probably not worth Googling. I'm going to say don't.
50-50 split. Flip a coin. Fart Man.
You ever heard a song called The Thing? It was a number one hit in the 50s.
No, but it sounds groovy, man.
50-50 chance you should look it up.
Ah.
If you ever watch documentaries on Howard Stern, he paid all those people like shit. He would help their celebrity a little bit, but yeah. He did not pay them good. Barely above poverty, if even above poverty for New York. And he'd feed them hammies, potted meats, and act like everything was cool.
Yeah, Hammy made a pretty good bundle off of that.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
And by potted meats, he would literally take a pot and put this ground meat specimen...
In a pot.
Yeah, in a pot and, you know, put some sort of tin foil over it and sell it. And I'm just like, Hammy, you can't do that. First off, there's food safety regulations, and this isn't a restaurant. This is a bypass, dude. You're selling out of the back of a van. I don't think this is safe. Nothing's refrigerated.
He was like Uber Eats before Uber even existed.
Right? Yeah.
You could page him. He'd come roaring up in the van.
He'd always say, page me 6969. I know what it means. And I'm just like, I don't know what that's supposed to mean between me and you. This is not an inside thing. This is not a joke. It's a fucking bypass, dude. Just go inside and get a real job. And stop with the meat grinding. I swear to God, he never cleaned the gears on that thing. It started to rust.
How did he have so much endurance in his forearms?
I don't know. A lot of lifting moderately sized weights throughout the day, I'm assuming. It's the only reasonable explanation. Although, For him to be so healthy at the time, I don't know why he had that year-round cold. Just wet tissues everywhere. Poor guy.
Remember when he hit himself in the ankle with a baseball bat? And literally went to the hospital, and they gave him like crutches and an air cast stirrup?
I vaguely kind of remember that.
You think all that power from his forearms is what did it?
I don't know. He was a tough guy, though. I remember I signed his crutch. It wasn't customary. He just asked, and I'm like, okay, whatever. Just get it out of my face. You'd have to be like Popeye to grind meat like that. That's all I got to say. Huge forearms. I don't know why he never updated his equipment, or his car for that matter. Now he sells his meat out of a trunk.
It's plated meat now. It's basically meat on a plate.
Yeah.
No tinfoil, no nothing.
No, I mean, you could bring your own tinfoil. He actually recommends that because he has none.
BYOT, which is acronym for booty.
That's a whole nother conversation right there. Brought to you by Hammy Meats. Don't ask, and we won't tell. That's all, folks. Seriously, get the fuck out of here. Talking about potted meat, ham, hammy water. Found a bag of pig dicks. And I was just like, what the fuck are you doing with that, man? Where'd you get that? He's like, dude, they were just giving them out free up at the factory. He calls everything the factory. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. He's walking to his house with it. It's this giant, like, bag of pig dicks or something. God. I remember, like, his kitchen table. He just set the fucking meat grinder there and just lay newspaper down. And, like, hey, you want something? Like, no, fuck no. I don't know. He'd wrap it in newspaper like it was some old Jewish deli and tie it up with shoestring. Don't know where he got all that newspaper from.
While you were rambling on, I put in an order for a baseball bat from the carbon vacuum cleaner plant. You want something?
Nothing offhand, man.
Just get a veneer plated butt shell. I still say don't look up Fart Boy or whatever.
Fart Man. Fart Boy would be like a prequel series.
Can you tie it into one word, like Fartman?
When he reaches middle aged, yeah. I'm 43. I drive a Toyota Corolla. I work in a cubicle. Go to work, pay my taxes, raise my kids.
Are you talking about Fart Man?
Yeah.
That was actually a series? It wasn't just a shtick that it was just a one-time thing?
No. Oh my God. I'm just...
You know what? I'm done with you. Well, to Hammy.
Hats off to you, Hams. Keep grinding.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Also keep grinding.
All the workers at the carbon-sucking vacuum cleaner plant in Iceland in the middle of the woods.
Topographical experts.
And everyone else listening. Good night. Notice how I skipped Fart Man?
It's okay. He doesn't need it. He already knows.